Kent stared at him. Felix stared back, then pointed again. He heard Kent sigh, but he pointed the cannon and pressed the key. Nothing happened.
"Damn it," Felix snapped. "We ripped the feeder loose, too."
"I can fix that," said Kent. "This suit of mine..." His voice trailed off as he concentrated his attention on something in a pouch under an armpit. A feeder line. He ripped the shattered ends of the other feeder free, then snapped his into its place. He touched the trigger key. A blue blazer beam shot forth. It was thick and bright and damn near as strong as the original. From his suit alone, Felix thought in awe. Then he slapped the other man's shoulder and said gruffly, "Shoot!" Kent shot. He hated it, Felix knew, and he groaned whenever the beam swept over a human form, which was often, but he shot. Slowly, the pressure on the mob before the main seal began to lessen. But on the wall itself, it began to get tight. They were the only ones on the wall, the only ones providing any outside help, the only ones giving hope. The ants rushed over one another to kill them. Felix got very busy trying to keep Kent alive long enough to do any good. They clambered upward at them, piling atop one another, straining, arching up to the walkway. As they reached it, Felix began killing them. He shot them in two, between their globular eyes or sections, toppling their top halves over backwards, the blood spewing and staining. He killed with efficiency and with dispatch. He killed with the touch of experience. But he was killing alone. And slowly, slowly, he was becoming aware of it. He shot to his left and to his right and between his feet, and when the rifle began to heat up, he punched the toe of his right boot at a head, and it lopped off. Weaker ants. Weaker. Cheaper just to do it that way, and he did. He kicked them and punched them or swung his rifle stock, shattering and bashing them. They died in bunches. But they came in greater bunches, and it was starting to get very, very tight and scary. All of them swarmed at him now, the real threat, not at Kent, whose destruction was distant and uninvolved. Gradually his rifle cooled, and he could use it again, and he did, wondering how much power was left within it. But there was no time to stop and check. They came at him from both sides and in front, all along the wall now, and surging at him, and still he killed them, but he was doing it alone. The engine had not come. It hadn't come all along, not since that first one at the beginning of the drop, that first one that had surprised him. The engine hadn't been there either. Where was it? Where are you? Help me, lift me, erupt, damn it, erupt!